As she spoke, a light sprang into view at the further end of the passage, and I saw the lean figure of Colonel Lysander Stark rushing forward with a lantern in one hand and a weapon like a butcher's cleaver in the other. I rushed across the bedroom, flung open the window, and looked out. How quiet and sweet and wholesome the garden looked in the moonlight, and it could not be more than 30 feet down. I clambered out upon the sill, but I hesitated to jump until I should have heard what passed between my saviour and the ruffian who pursued me. If she were ill-used, then at any risks I was determined to go back to her assistance. The thought had hardly flashed through my mind before he was at the door, pushing his way past her, but she threw her arms round him and tried to hold him back. "Fritz! Fritz!" she cried in England. "Remember your promise after the last time. You said it should not be again. He will be silent. Oh, he will be silent!" "You are mad, Elise," he shouted, struggling to break away from her. "You will be the ruin of us. He has seen too much. Let me pass, I say." He dashed her to one side and, rushing to the window, cut at me with his heavy weapon. I had let myself go and was hanging by the hands to the sill when his blow fell. I was conscious of a dull pain. My grip loosened, and I fell into the garden below.